And so, here we are going through eucalyptus forest in the beautiful Cape York Peninsula in warm, sunny Australia. Now keep your heads up, look in the branches for koala bears that will most likely be sleeping or eating eucalyptus leaves. Crikey! And here it is, a beautiful full-grown female koala. She looks to be about 70 centimeters long. And look, she has a little joey in her pouch.
This is a part of a recording of the safari ride through the beautiful swamp gum eucalyptus forest. As some of you listening may already know, eucalyptus is the primary source of a koala bear's diet. Yet out of the 800 species of eucalyptus leaves, there are only about 30 species which the koala's diet is a part of. But let's start from the very beginning. The Phascolarctis cinereus, the koala bear. Are they actually bears? Matter of fact, no, they are not. These charismatic animals are actually marsupials, representing Australia as its national emblem. Found only in Australia, these marsupials are found on the eastern side and bordering islands of Australia. So now back to the eucalyptus forest. These highly toxic leaves make eucalypti not consumable for most animals, yet the koala has adapted quite well. Without any drinking water in their diet, koalas use all of the minimal nutrients in eucalypti for nourishment. Sleeping for about 20 hours a day, koalas just sit around, conserving their energy and eating about 2.5 pounds of leaves every day. Their strong jaws and teeth help mash the leaves into a thick paste, and from there it goes through their digestive system. With the longest pouch, the koala's 6 to 8 foot caecium, along with its liver, breaks down the poisons in bacterial cultures. Physiologically, the size of a koala's brain is amazingly small. Also, a large portion, about 40% of the brain, is just filled with this cranial fluid. This is also an adaptation to the eucalyptus diet. As you heard in the recording, the female mother was about 70 centimeters, and in fact, that is as large as females get. Males can get a little larger, growing to be about 78 centimeters. However, koalas found in the northern Australia tend to be smaller than koalas found in the south. Participants on the koala search would have noticed that the mother's pouch is opening face downward, which is reason to believe that koalas were originally ground-dwelling animals. For an arboreal life, which koalas lead, this pouch is not best for their young. A joey, as a tour guide called the baby koala, is born premature after only the gestation period of about 35 days, and it weighs about the weight of a penny. Born blind, furless, and earless, the joey climbs into the pouch of its mother and stays in there for about 7 months. In these 7 months, the koala will gain sight and grow ears and fur. After being fed their mother's milk for about 5 months, the joey starts to eat part of its mother's feces for the clauca. This liquid formula, called the pap, is believed to contain microorganisms which will help the joey's digestive system prepare for the eucalyptus diet. And that's all the time that we have, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.